Alright, so today we're going to be talking about streetwear and what streetwear is, what makes streetwear streetwear, and also how it affects the economy, youth culture, and the environment. Okay, so I'm here with my friends here. We're going to be talking about streetwear. So first things first, I want each of you to sort of tell me about yourself, your name, where you're from. So.
My name is Rick Bell. I'm from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona.
My name is Diego Parra. I'm from Nogales, Arizona.
My name is David Villa. I'm from Nogales, Arizona.
Eric Bloomquist III, Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, guys. And how are y'all doing today?
Well,
good. We're good.
Okay, cool. Okay. And I'd like to ask each and every one of you, do you know what streetwear is?
So,
yeah.
Y'all do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. And do any of you own something that is streetwear?
Yes, sir.
What do you consider streetwear?
Thrasher? Thrasher?
Okay.
Like Supreme and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Things like that, Jordans, anything in that kind of nature?
Yeah.
So can we like maybe talk about like what you own?
I mean, me personally, I'm not a big fan of streetwear. So, I mean, that's why I'm here in this podcast, so I can talk about it a little bit, about my perspective on it. But for me, I mean, I don't own much streetwear. What I own, what you would consider streetwear, would be like Thrasher. But I'm not a big hypebeast, so.
You have Calvin Klein, don't you?
I have Calvin Klein, yeah.
That could be a part of it for the sake of this interview, yeah.
Could it really be, though?
Because, I mean, because it's technically a high fashion, yeah, because it's a part of it in a different subculture.
Well, in that case, wouldn't any formal clothing be a part of streetwear?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a little bit. Okay. Diego?
I have a couple of Supreme things, Thrasher things like that, you know.
Okay. David?
My streetwear kind of varies. I have shoes and stuff like that. I'm a big fan of Jordans, and I like to design my own shoes, so I like a unique perspective as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have that many clothes. I wouldn't consider myself a hypebeast, but shoes have always been a favorite, just collecting those and reselling them.
I mean, like, that jersey you're wearing right now, that could count as streetwear.
Yeah, that's true. I literally bought it in the street, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That Neymar jersey.
Neymar.
And, like, how much did you, like, how much would you pay for, like, for these items, like, would you say?
I would pay a good amount.
Depending on
the meaning and the how I see that.
Yeah, that especially audience. With, like, the culture influences, like, with pop culture and stuff like that. Like, if I'm really into an artist, they drop like a collab or something.
Yeah.
It's definitely like
something
like detail.
Yeah.
Detail is a huge factor.
A lot of people like assume that they need it, you know, because of how interested it is.
I say this is where I'm a little different. I don't really agree with that. I wouldn't spend that much money on clothes, not like that.
How much, like, can you give me like a figure amount?
Like when I go shopping, for example, a lot of my clothes I've thrifted. So it's if you want to call it streetwear.
That thrifting is a segment of streetwear, yes.
Okay, so at some point it was actual streetwear, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's just somebody's throwaways that I'm buying.
Yeah.
But the point is, I go thrifting because it's a lot cheaper than fucking buying normal streetwear. I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss.
Go ahead.
Okay, my bad. Anyway, I don't know. When I look at clothes, I tend to like value the item, and I look at it, and I'll if I'm going shopping, I'll tell myself like I'll spend about like $15 on that, and then I'll look at the price tag. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'll do. Like if I see some pants, I know the pants are usually pretty expensive. You're not gonna find a pant for $10-$12.
Yeah, like jeans itself are expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can get that shit for like $40. You can get like a normal pair of Levi's, you can get for like $40-$50. So I'm gonna look at a pair of jeans and I'll be like, all right, I think that's worth about $45. And I'm gonna check the price tag. If that's just like $60, I'm not gonna get it.
Okay. All right, and like sort of my next question will be sort of a. Do you have any, like, do you have any like friends that are like 100% into the streetwear, like they're like big hypebeasts, they have a bunch of clothes, they collect stuff, they resell things, like of that nature? Do you guys have any friends like that?
You know, I got a friend in Scottsdale who's made over 10K just reselling stuff. I mean, it took him a while to master that craft of being able to know the market, but once you master it, you can make so much money.
And that's true, actually. As a kid, when I was little, I used to be really big into Jordans, bro. Like, I used to be super big into Jordans. If I pull up my iCloud right now, you'll see a whole bunch of pictures of just, like, the Stealth 3s, just Carmine, the Carmine 6s, shit like that. I used to sell shoes, but then I almost got robbed, and I was like, yeah, it's not me no more.
Yeah, when I was small, like, I mean, since I played basketball, I would only play in Jordans, but since I was small, I didn't really, like, know. But now I look at all my pictures, man, I would only wear Jordan 11s.
For real?
That's the only shoe I would wear. Any picture you see me in, that was 11. So, I mean, throughout my years, then I grew that love for clothes, and I just pay attention to detail, like jerseys and different stuff that different detail and meaning to.
I got you. So, my next question is, like, if you go shopping in a mall anywhere, like, how much money are you willing to spend, like, on one outfit? Like, specifically just one outfit, like, everything from, like, socks, shoes, pants, shirt, accessories, stuff like that.
Like a thousand.
Like a thousand? $1,000 US.
I mean, do you have $1,000? Have you ever done that? Are you asking how much we're willing to spend now, or
like,
how much am I really willing if I had unlimited
if you,
money?
Like, if to make your perfect outfit out of streetwear clothes or designer clothes, how much would you be willing to spend?
Oh yeah, definitely $1,000.
But like a reasonable amount, yeah.
Oh, $1,000.
Yep.
I say $1,000. $1,000 would be a good, nice trip.
Third?
Maybe $100, honestly.
Fuck yeah, I'm with that idea. I was gonna give you 50. I could find an outfit for $50.
See,
bro, quick time with me, bro.
Exactly.
You go thrifting and buy eight fucking 20 shirts for $50 and a pair of shorts. Fucking
yeah. See, I'm different. I go Foot Locker,
you know,
or I go Champs or something.
Yeah,
so I'm probably going. Bro, that's in the context of shoes though. We're talking.
Nah, well,
about,
I buy my clothes there. I buy.
If we're talking about like a very like luxury event, you have to go super nice.
Yeah, also
I'm trying to go like
in
some Dior shit, you know, like
see,
some
fancy shit. I say the big bucks for like the really nice clothes. Like if I'm trying to like pull
yeah,
out, like,
no,
if I'm
I would
trying,
buy like a suit.
Trying,
I would buy it for like a suit, but does that count? That doesn't count.
I mean, it's
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about streetwear.
Well,
so
like
I'm talking about
like
an outfit.
More
so
you're
like,
just talking about
so,
in general.
For like to put it in perspective, like maybe like you're going out with your friends to like go hang out, have like a. Sort of like maybe like go get dinner with your friends, hang out with them, go have fun. Like an outfit to go out and like sort of impress people.
Oh shit. Maybe like what? 300.
I'll still
give
you like
100.
Well, like
I mean,
yeah.
Personally,
I've
spent
$500 on
it. If I'm gonna drop, say I drop $500 on an outfit, the $50 of that is gonna be clothes. The other $450 is gonna be like on a watch.
Okay.
Something to just like that piece, you know?
I mean, like, honestly, I might even have to increase it, though, because shoes in themselves are expensive.
Are very expensive.
If you give it, I mean, honestly, if you want to get, like, a reasonable price, I would say, like, $300 is reasonable, because you can find some pretty solid shoes.
Yeah.
Like,
shoes are very expensive.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm saying it's such high price.
You can find a solid pair of shoes for, like, $200. Like, so, like, so these Air Maxes, bro, are clean. Air Maxes right now, and they're pretty expensive. But, I mean, if we're incorporating shoes, I definitely don't buy shoes at Goodwill, one, because that's nasty as shit.
That is nasty.
That's nasty as shit.
Yeah,
but,
I feel
I mean. If we're talking about clothes and actually like building an entire outfit from
like head to toe.
From head to toe, yeah, probably like 300 then.
Okay.
That would be more reasonable.
I mean, I'd say a little more because of the shoes.
Yeah,
shoes.
Maybe max 5.
Shoes
yeah.
is like 250. You're talking about jeans. Jeans are more like
yeah.
$50.
$50 to $60, depending on where you go.
Maybe
yeah.
100.
So now that's like $300.
Like
you get a nice shirt for like,
so
what, $30? A nice shirt. I'm thinking like a decent shirt. Like for me, well. In my perspective, then, like, if you want to get, like, some earrings or a watch or something, that's, like, another, at least $100.
Let's see, because, like, the Off-White, my Off-White t-shirt right now goes, like, for what, like, $325?
They're expensive, yeah. Just for a t-shirt, it's, like,
yeah,
pushing
like
$500.
Yeah, I love
even,
those
even,
t-shirts.
Even a champion t-shirt, bro, it's, like, $35.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're both fire, but it's just, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why do you put value on these, like, certain brands and items? Like, what makes you think that, like, oh, this shirt's worth $300.
I can tell you the answer to that simply because most of it's limited. Like that's how people are making money.
Has to do with like the scarcity of the items.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's scarcity. So it's people put value on these items simply because other people can't have them. So they want to be like, oh well, I got this.
Exactly.
Nobody else got
exactly.
it. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kinda like, clothes is like a status symbol.
Exactly.
Like if you're wearing a straight fucking Dior Versace outfit, bro. And
like high fashion, big
brands,
yeah.
People are gonna look, and if it's real, right? People are gonna look at you and be like, I mean, that guy got money. Especially if you're wearing it just like streetwear, just to go out like on a normal day to day basis, that's a status symbol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I see somebody dressing up every day, bro, in some Balmain jeans, and a fucking V-Bone shirt, bro,
like
and like some Balenci's, bro, like, yeah, that man got money. You feel
yeah.
me? That's what it is. It's a status symbol.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people do it because of that too, you know, like, they buy it because it's a materialistic world, you know. People like put lots of meat on materials.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. Kind of everyone kind of want to like show off. Like they want to like
yeah.
be like, hey,
let's go to Padres.
Like everybody kind of want to like show off and be like, I don't know, just show what everybody like likes. Not likes, but like I'm this person. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, streetwear is honestly the perfect materialistic product for a materialistic age. I think that all of these brands and companies have perfectly incorporated the drop retail method in terms of dropping specific number of items on a specific date and limiting the scarcity of that item. Therefore, the customers go crazy over it, and all of a sudden they're reselling those for 1,000% more than what they're actually worth.
100%, yeah.
You know, like, we're putting all this money and value on these clothes when you could go and make them yourself for
like $5.
$5, yeah. Like,
and adding to that, even like classics, like originals, even cost way more.
Yeah.
Stuff that cost like $100 back then, that's now.
And honestly,
not even.
Like,
it was like $70.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Was,
less.
Now it's just the inflation.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you'll see people wearing fake clothes, and like, it's kind of controversial, but I can respect the people that wear fake clothes only because, like, maybe they're not rich enough to buy these clothes, but they really like them, so they want to wear them.
Or, like, they just don't know it's fake in general. Maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
Or someone, like,
too.
Sort of, like,
you know,
yeah,
off,
yeah.
It's funny, I just bought some fake shoes yesterday, you know, I had to return them today because they were fake. But they look genuinely real, man.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
100% they were real, like, they came in the box
yeah.
and everything.
But some people will wear those just because they can't, like, afford the real
thing. Exactly, like, I would have worn them, but, like,
yeah.
I wasn't going to get
you
them.
Know they're fake,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So, like, also another point about, like, the whole business aspect of these brands are, like, they're dropping these limited releases also, so, like, they're not sitting on this product, like, costing them money in inventory space like that. So, like, they sell it, they don't have to, like, worry about that product just sitting there. Like, they won't have to put it on sale or put it on clearance. They just really, like, get out their entire inventory in, like, basically 30 seconds, because that's how fast those streetwear drops are going right now.
Yeah, well, they drop very few, so
mm-hmm.
so people
exactly.
buy them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and then they don't gotta worry about it anymore. Like,
yeah, they're,
exactly.
they're out, and then they're not too expensive, but they're still expensive.
Exactly.
Like, they make their profit.
Exactly.
Nah, they finesse the business, man. They found a move, bro.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, you got those bots out there that are
yeah.
just buying like 30 items at a time.
That should change
yeah.
the game, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also,
bots are crazy. Bots are really crazy.
Fuck yeah.
Bots alone will help. If you don't have a bot, you're honestly not getting a support
oh, yeah.
job.
Exactly.
Like, to be honest
no,
with you.
That's
really?
Like, yeah, it's a requirement if you're going
to
be
very, it's getting more and more inclusive to people who actually, like, basically cheat the system and, like, skip the lines.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
because
like, now they have all those tests, huh? Like,
oh, yeah.
Choose shit, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, choose the stoplights.
Yeah, the people who are like having all these bots are essentially companies themselves because they keep buying all these products and reselling them, and they're honestly making more than like what the actual brands are making.
Yeah, so like these brands are actually like branching out and like helping new businesses be created by
exactly.
out of nowhere. Because
exactly.
like, who needed a bot to buy something off of Nike.com in like 2004?
Yeah.
Like, you could buy anything you wanted back then. It was,
yeah,
yeah.
It was nothing
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
yeah. And then also, I'd like to get like maybe a new point here. When you bought, if you did buy streetwear, like you did buy clothing items, did you spend your money or did you spend your parents' money on these items?
I spend mine because, you know, it's just too much money. And I feel like since like where I'm from, like my parents, they wouldn't spend like that much money on clothes for sure.
Y'all got four.
Because, like they were like, they really get mad at me.
Okay.
Where I mean, when I was smaller, like I didn't have no
well, yeah, that's
earnings,
different
so my
yeah.
parents would mainly pay for all my stuff. But as I started getting older, I stopped wanting my parents to buy my stuff. Like, if they would buy my like my school clothes, but that'll be like more average clothes. Like,
mm-hmm.
But if I wanted something expensive, like I had to get it. If I wanted some, but the new Jordans that came out, I had to buy them.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Also, I mean, when I was younger, my parents bought me clothes, and there weren't even, like, clothes I liked. But then, like, when I got a job and started buying my own clothes, I realized, like, what fashion was. And that's,
mm-hmm.
like, when it just took off, and I just...
And it also helps put a value on the actual
exactly,
clothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, when people are buying the clothes for you, you don't value them nearly as much when it's your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't care if you, like, it got ruined or you
exactly.
spilled something on it. But,
exactly.
like... Yeah, you understand. How about you, Rick?
To be honest with you, like I said, I'm not that big into streetwear, so my parents never really bought me streetwear. I wore, you know, wore like normal clothes,
mm-hmm.
fucking like Calvin Klein, Guess, things like that.
But did you buy it or did your parents buy it with you?
I mean, honestly, they bought a lot of my clothes up, honestly, up until like sophomore year, and then sophomore year I started selling cars, and that's when I started making money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started making a good amount of money, just selling cars, making $500, $600 off a car, blah, blah, blah. And that's when you're able to really buy things. But even then, my mentality still never changed. I still never went and bought streetwear.
Yeah.
I still never went and bought, you know, a $500 shirt.
You weren't spending
shirt.
A lot of money.
Yeah, no, like, I'm going to do this shop to H&M.
You're more like realistic about like what the clothing item actually is.
It's just clothes to me.
Exactly.
I'm gonna wear it. I can make a little.
That's a good perspective to have.
My thing is, you don't need a $300 shirt to make you look fashionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I'm like saying. Not necessarily that, but how there's also designer. It's not necessarily like big like brand designer, but it's still designer. Like Lil Sky doesn't wear Gucci and stuff, but he wears designer like made by other people, you have a local person that has like that.
The shreddy life.
Like, that's designer in a way.
Yeah, like my friend created that company.
Like a lot of artists try to support these people like that. It's not necessarily designer, but it still is designer and it has that different style, but it's at a more reasonable price. Like that's what something I want to add to that.
Okay. And also, I was like, do you think streetwear is affected by like social media and pop culture?
Hell
itself?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
So. Bro, without social media, streetwear wouldn't even be where it's at right now.
Yeah.
Reselling wouldn't be where it's at.
Yeah.
Where do people resell in general? You can find things on like apps, like applications like OfferUp, but where are you finding that shit? That shit's on Facebook, like little
Facebook marketplace stuff like that.
Sneaker groups, yeah, like that. Without social media, streetwear wouldn't be where it's at right now. Because you see all these people, all these celebrities wearing different kinds of clothes. Look at Virgil. Virgil, who made his own brand, right? It was
he came from Africa, believe it or not. And he came to America and created his own brand and is now like one of the most valued designer brands in the entire world.
Exactly. My point is, without social media, he wouldn't have been able to do that, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
And without social media, a lot of these brands wouldn't have been able to do that. Besides the brands that were already established, that have been here for a long time, like Polo, Tommy.
Like the,
especially
like a lot of designer, like the,
yeah.
Yeah,
you know, those brands.
The old Italian brands.
Those brands were already established, but as you get into the new wave of clothes, like Off-White is honestly all social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Especially Supreme, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, definitely Supreme.
That's a huge one.
Because, like, they don't even market. They just, they sell to other people.
They literally sell the stupidest things, but
bro,
just because it has their name.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Off-White,
bro? All it says is Off-White.
I want to
bring up a point about how little money people, like, these companies are spending on marketing in general.
Because they don't need to.
They don't need to.
Social media is doing it for them.
Exactly. Social media is doing it for them. Like these, we're marketing their clothes for them. We're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just,
yeah. Also,
yeah.
I want to say what I learned in an awesome presentation at the academic conference done by some boys in my mind, that like streetwear is super like bad for like global warming.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
Environment.
That's just crazy.
A lot of pollution.
When I learned about that, that was crazy.
Do you know that streetwear actually pollutes the air more than the entire airline industry does?
Sure,
yeah, the entire fashion industry.
You have to assume so, because let's think about it. There's a lot of companies out there that are making clothes. Like, everybody needs clothes. Everybody wants clothes. Nike is a mass producer of clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to imagine how many sweatshops they have out in other third world countries. You got to imagine, that's just one brand. Let's go to Adidas. Let's go to Reebok. Let's go to ASICS.
There's tons of brands that are doing that.
Exactly.
Outsourcing all their labor into other countries.
I'm not surprised at the fact that they produce more pollution than airlines, because, dude, clothes is being made by the millions. By the millions. Okay? Like, this is, it's...
Do you like that photo?
I don't even know. It's detrimental. I don't have anything to say about that.
People want to stop global warming in terms of like the fashion industry stopping. They could look to like make new materials that are eco-friendly or something like that.
Because like Adidas made a shoe that was actually made of recycled plastics from the ocean.
And if they can say that they have an eco-friendly material and it's like a dope shirt, that shit would sell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That would, bro.
It all has to do with
I bought a fucking eco-friendly shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Has to do with the brand's authenticity.
And look good.
Has to do with the brand's authenticity to the public. So, like, if a brand seems like an evil corporation, like Nike did for a little bit with a lot of the slave shops, you know, after they sort of found out about that, you know, Colin Kaepernick, that poster that, like, basically broke the news and how Nike's supporting him instead of supporting people, like, that want people to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
They did that basically to cover up the entire sweatshop.
It was a power move, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a power move. They're standing behind a police brutality movement. Police brutality is probably one of the hottest controversial topics of all time, literally. And especially right now in the generation that we're in, where we're seeing more and more African-American, honestly, in any actual race and ethnicity, we're just seeing police brutality. They're standing behind that. They're standing behind an African-American male right, who just got kicked out of the football league, who's not playing anymore, nobody wants him anymore, and they're standing behind it, it's taken away from that. That was a huge problem by Nike. That was a smart move. It really was.
Wait, why did they do that move again?
Because
to cover up the sweatshop, because a lot that they found out, they did investigations in Nike, and almost 100% of their products were made in sweatshops with underpaid workers and or slave workers. Which is also just like a negative part of the entire streetwear industry, because like companies, like, they manipulate, they show you what you want to see, so they make themselves look better than they actually are. There's a lot of things going on in the background.
They don't show you a lot of stuff that's happening.
Exactly.
And that's happening everywhere. That's why I was saying that a lot of artists, they don't support them. Like, and going back to like social media and stuff, like, they use social media to support these other people that are actually like doing it themselves without no like slave work or doing it the right way, I guess you could say. And that's why these social media is now a huge factor. They're like trying to like stop people from supporting brands that are not even like, they're just doing bad for the environment and not giving you anything.
Exactly. It all has to do with like the image, how you value things.
Yeah.
It really does. Like he said, if you could sell an eco-friendly shirt and people will buy it.
Just because you say it's eco-friendly, but you don't even know where it's made from.
Not even that. You don't even have to say it's eco-friendly.
You just have to legit be eco-friendly.
No, all you have to do is this right here. Tell them that 500 of them are dropping. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
going back to the scarcity aspect of it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's 500 of them joints dropping. That's it. That's all you need to know. Because next thing you know, about 2 weeks after that drop happens, them shirts are going to be out for 100 times the markup price.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's all they have to do is create scarcity. But I mean, they're not going to make as much money off that. Because think about it, instead of selling...
But they can even resell it for more.
Yeah, because they control their price, yes.
Yeah.
They could, but at the same time, they're still not going to make as much money as they are when they're mass producing. Think about this solid number, 500, versus the tens of thousands of clothes that they're making, right? If they do this, yes, it's going to create scarcity. And that's good for resellers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for the company, though. You guys already spoke about it. There's resellers not making more money than the company, but
they're making a decent amount of money off of something they just bought.
They're making way more money than the company in terms of
like the profit margins.
Exactly,
that they're making
in terms of the profit margins. So I don't like what can you do? Like Jim, I'm gonna ask you, what can you do? What would you do
about
to help with pollution? To help with sweatshops?
Pollution?
What would you do?
I mean, I have no power in it. Obviously, I don't own a mass corporation like Nike or Adidas, but the biggest thing I would have to say is friendly materials, make less product, stop mass producing things, because a lot of the clothes, actually, believe it or not, they get thrown away or shipped to another country and sold for
a pound for.
Bro, we're doing something.
And there's a lot of clothes are shipping to Africa, and believe it or not, like when a company makes a shirt like for the Super Bowl, they actually take the loser shirt because they make two different sides. They make two shirts for the winners and the depending on who wins it or whatever. And they'll take the loser shirt and then ship it to either Africa or a third world country.
I think all sports do that.
Oh, yeah.
They do that.
Make
soccer,
two.
Everybody does that.
Exactly. And like,
they'll ship it to a third world country and what?
They'll just like sell it for cheap because they don't know what it is.
Or not even, sometimes they don't even sell it. I think the NBA just gives them away.
A lot of them give them away.
Like in the finals, like, you know how they have shirts ready for them? So, like, the other team, if the other team were to win, they would have shirts ready for them also. So
exactly.
Those other shirts being given to...
It's basically, like, half of the shirts are being thrown away.
Yeah.
Wait, so how's
but
that?
Not necessarily being thrown away, because they're being given. Yeah. Okay.
And, so, all has to do with mass production. So, like, when a company mass produces something, and then, like, half of it just either sits on a clearance shelf, or they just end up thrown away. Because I worked at a retail job, and a lot of stuff that didn't sell... We, like, if it didn't even sell on clearance or on a sale, we would ship it back to the country or ship it back to the brand, and they would just get rid of it, which is a really bad thing. So, like, so companies need to figure out, like, what point of mass production do we need to stop at? Like, maybe we should just do limited amounts of clothes so we don't have to, like, affect pollution, make so many, a lot of burning. Like, Louis Vuitton has never had a sale in its entire life. Every single purse, bag, shirt, anything, they ship it back to Italy, they burn it.
Really?
Yep, 100%. They don't donate it, they don't do anything, they burn it.
Why?
Because it has to do with back to the scarcity aspect of it. So they're just like giving it away for, instead of $1,000, they're giving it away for $500. They don't want that, it's bad for their publicity. It's really, it's a very bad issue to have.
You get it all or nothing.
It is, think about it. Think about like Ross and Marshalls, like those kind of stores. Think about how you see Nike at, like if you go to an outlet or you go to an actual factory store and you'll see the, like just the margin in price, it differs immensely. You'll see that at Ross, you can buy a Nike shirt for $8 or you can go to an actual Nike outlet and get one for $30 or you can go to an actual Nike store and get one for $50.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just,
and like what makes it, like the actual brand's value isn't even like the clothing itself or how much it costs to make it, it's what we as a society picture that brand as, if that makes sense. So a Nike shirt's gonna be cost more than a blank Hanes t-shirt, even if they're made out of the exact same material, because we visual it, like we put that price on it because of the Nike logo on it.
Yeah, the logo's
mm-hmm.
you're paying for.
Exactly, that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Even if it's a 5 cent piece of fabric.
Yeah, that's basically everything you're paying
yeah.
for. The logo, that logo just is worth more than, like Louis Vuitton's logo is worth more than like a Nike logo.
Exactly. All right. And then next point I'd like to talk about is like, do you like streetwear? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say
yeah. Yeah.
I like watching other people spend money on it.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Alright, I'd like to thank you guys very much for joining me in this podcast, and I like all your ideas very much. It helped me sort of get a gauge on people from different areas and their views on this entire community. And would you say you're a part of the streetwear community?
I'd say I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Figler, are you a part of the streetwear community? I am technically, like I said, I buy clothes. So I mean, regardless, I think everybody is, especially in the aspect that we've been talking about it. We've been talking about it in the aspect of literally just clothes in general. We've talked about Calvin and we've talked about Guess, and you're considering all that streetwear. So then what is in streetwear?
Exactly. It's all about opinion, because technically fashion is a part of art. So
it's like, what is in streetwear?
Exactly. Everything's streetwear if you make it.
So we're all a part of streetwear.
Exactly. And you think that's a big part of pop culture today?
Do I think that streetwear is a big...
Yeah, one of the biggest parts of pop culture.
We just got done talking about how big social media was in advertising it, so of course. We just got done talking about how...
But do you think it's like mainstream now compared to what it was in like the
1990s? Yeah, it's absolutely mainstream. Yeah, it's all like promotion.
Once again, it's mainstream
yeah.
because of social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of social media.
The free advertising that they're getting.
That's why it's mainstream, because more people are able to see it. It's
all right.
a platform, so...
Thank you guys very much.
Bye, Mr. Figler.
Bye.